Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
And streaming on WEEI.com.
Jones and Keefe on WEEI. We got a Keefe for Madness coming your way at 12:45.
It's a good one.
It's got the stamp of approval from Keefe.
Yeah.
They're all good.
They're all good. Like, if you had to tier them, though, like, you, they're immediately all good.
This would be a nasty tier.
This one's up there.
Which is the top tier today.
Ball's a creature.
Oh, good.
Most of them do.
So that comes your way about 15 minutes from now. We'll get back into the Patriots. How much have they improved? Are the playoffs really in play? Greg Bedard seems to think they are. We'll get into that. But it is also a Twofer Tuesday here on WEEI.
What is it?
It's a Twofer Tuesday. Twofer Tuesday.
Let's roll.
Be caller 9 right now to the contest line, 617-931-0937. And if you have today's code word, you'll score a pair of tickets to see the Red Sox take on the Rangers on May 6th at Fenway Park. And caller 9 right now, contest line, 617-931-0937. Give the code word, two tickets, Red Sox and Rangers, May 6th at Fenway Park. Have at it there. We have another pair to give away at 1:30. It'll continue on WEEI Afternoons on a Two for Tuesday here on WEEI. I think it's a no-brainer. The Patriots have improved between Mayo out, Vrabel in, free agency, even with needs at the end of free agency, and now the draft, Keefe. We all like the draft. Even you and I are haters. I gave
B plus.
We're considered haters. We still liked the draft.
Sure did.
I didn't love the first pick.
I liked it. I didn't love it.
It's funny. I didn't love it before the draft, and I still don't love it after the draft. I know some people have changed their minds on that.
How? I mean, they've played so many games.
But I
can see why you might change your opinion.
I would have taken another player before the draft and still after the draft. That's not the same.
I love it.
That's not the same for everyone. Apparently, not everyone plays by those rules.
But I think maybe the first time ever going to the second round, we were on Friday, and we were like, all right, you look at who's still available. And out of all the guys available, the guy at the top of my list is the first guy they picked.
Oh, you nailed it.
Which has never happened before in the history of Pat's drafts. So I was like, how can I love it any more than that? It was the guy I wanted, and they got him.
So look, we all think they've improved. That's not even a debate. They've improved.
That's very clear.
The question is, how much better are they? Are you willing to go where Bedard is and say, yeah, playoffs aren't crazy?
So I guess they're not crazy. At the NFL, we see teams go from worst to first. You see teams go from first to worst and everything in between. So that can happen. I still think the AFC is pretty strong, where I think it's going to be difficult, like really difficult to make the playoffs, where I wouldn't expect it, but I guess I wouldn't be shocked. If I think they're going to win, let's call it 8 games. We can do the fun after the schedule release, which was teased during the NFL draft.
Yeah, it was a big party up
May
there with Laura
14th?
Rutledge and Colleen Wolf were partying around the stage. Yeah,
very well
right.
scripted. So May 14th, I think it's out. So May 15th, we can go on the record with our win losses.
Game by game, yeah.
But like right now, off the top of my head, I'm thinking maybe they win 8. So could they win one more and maybe win a tiebreaker and make the playoff? Sure. Like, so I wouldn't be shocked if they did, but I don't, as of right now, I'm not going to predict it.
Earlier today we did this. We went through all the last place teams from a year ago, because teams go from last place to the playoffs all the time.
They definitely could, because they have such an influx of talent. We've also seen when teams spend money, that's usually good for 3 wins or 4 wins.
Oh, yeah.
Let alone a new coach and new coordinators and everything else.
Last time the Pats did it. Big win improvement. So I would have the Patriots after the Niners and right there with the Bears as a team that could be a last place team and in the postseason. So I think they're in that mix. I definitely think they're better. I'm starting to think a realistic goal, a reasonable goal, and maybe this is the same way as saying your goal, Keith. You want them in the hunt at the end of the year, knocking on the door of the playoffs at the end of the year. The goal should be to finish behind Buffalo in the division. Pass the Jets, pass the Dolphins.
That's
you're in
good.
Second place. Let the chips fall where they may. Maybe that's 8 wins. Maybe that's 9 wins. That should be the goal, and I think that's realistic. I would probably, sitting here today, gun to temple.
Yeah,
I would probably go Dolphins over
Graphic.
Pats, but I think it's close, and I would say Pats clearly over Jets at this point in time. I think that's a worthy, realistic in-play goal. Finish second in the division, you're knocking on the door of the playoffs, and I think they can do that.
All right, let's play an exciting new game called Better, Worse, or the Same.
Okay, good.
So I'm going to name a position.
Right.
And you tell me if the 2025 Patriots are better, worse, or the same than the 2024 Patriots.
Okay.
It's very simple.
I'm going to let you know.
I don't need a whole new reasons why.
I was going to say, I'm going to let you know. If we're starting with quarterback, we're going to get bogged down. But go
ahead. Hold on.
Yeah.
Head coach.
Reverse Paul Brown.
Nope, not reverse Paul Brown. Head coach.
Better, worse, or the same, better.
Offensive coordinator.
Better.
Defensive coordinator.
Better.
Quarterback.
So I would argue worse.
Really?
No Milton.
Year two, no, but just year two of Drake May, I would say better.
I just told you we're going to get bogged down. Okay, this. I see what you're saying.
No, but that's fine. We can fight about it. I would just say year
May's
two.
May's improvement would outweigh the loss of Milton.
I don't think Milton, I wouldn't want Milton, even if he's on the roster, I wouldn't want him to play.
I already voted worse. We're bogged down,
fine.
But yeah.
All right, so whatever. Running back.
Better.
Wide receiver.
Better.
Right, I didn't say it's like way better. I'm just compared to last year. Tight end, same.
That is same.
Offensive line?
Better.
Better. Defensive line?
Better.
Edge?
Better.
Linebacker?
Better.
Corners?
Better.
Safeties?
Well, that one's probably the same.
So you have two the same, one quarterback which we'd wrestle over, and everything else is better? That should be a team that wins many more games.
It's inarguable they're a better team, and they have a crappy schedule, last place schedule, and they should be. That's
kicker?
Better.
Well, we'll see.
I'm going to say better.
Young gun?
Yeah.
They last kicker they drafted, I believe,
long
was Chad Ryland.
Long snapper.
Long snapper. Better. Long snapper. Better.
Punter? Same.
Same, right?
Yeah, no, same. Special teams coordinator, same. GM?
Same. Oh, GM? Better.
Better. Okay, wow, this is a good game.
Owner?
Better, worse, or same? Better, worse, or same?
Okay.
That's a good
Great
game.
Great game.
Now, let's bring that back. We were kicking around ideas before the show. That's a new one. Keep that one. Uh-huh. Right back pocketed. You can jump in on this. Justin's in D.C. Go ahead, Justin.
But gentlemen, I think based on the logic I've heard from you guys the last 2 years about, number one, you can't ruin a quarterback because a supreme talent will always rise above it. And number two, all you really need in the NFL to be competitive is a really good quarterback, along with all the better positions that you guys just listed off. If this Patriots team isn't a 9-win, Drake May is a bust. And the example is Jaden Daniels, Joe Burrow, Trevor Lawrence, C.J. Stroud, all these quarterbacks within their first 2 years made the playoffs because they are studs. And if Drake May doesn't this year with the market improvement, then we can mark him down as a bust.
Okay, Justin, strong, but I appreciate it. He said if the Patriots don't make the – he broke up. But
thanks for listening for 2 years.
His subject line said, if the Patriots don't make the playoffs, Drake May is a bust. That's too strong even for my taste.
It's too strong if they don't make the playoffs this year, he's a bust.
Correct.
I mean, you got to make it at some point because
– No, if they don't make the playoffs this year –
That's okay, but you got to show signs of improvement.
But you're on the clock for next year, right? Like it's not.
Yeah,
infinite.
Would you call Josh Allen a bust after year two?
No,
I did very wrong.
Well, Josh Allen did make the playoffs.
He made the playoffs.
Yeah, they won 10 games. And he made the playoffs year two.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't call him a bust, but I would go in the next year and start to wonder like, okay, can you win with this guy? It doesn't mean they can't. But I think it'd be fair to wonder. I think it's fair to wonder that now, quite frankly. But I don't know how much you were able to really glean from last year, the poor coaching and the poor situation and the poor talent. But I would say going into year three, we'd want to see immediate results. Yes.
Well, and a good one to throw at Patriots fans too is Justin Herbert, because I think Justin Herbert's really good. A lot of people will counter and be like, "Hey, he's not that good." Took him until his third year to make the playoffs.
He didn't make the playoffs year two. Okay,
year one or two. So year three, he made the playoffs,
and he still hasn't won a playoff.
Still hasn't won a game.
Right.
So that becomes another conversation, and like you get into your teammates and everything else. But I get his overall point, because when you look at the teams that made the playoffs last year, just in the AFC, it was Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert, C.J. Stroud, and then you had Bo Nix and Russell Wilson. So you know, good rookie in Bo Nix, and then the Steelers just make the playoffs every year regardless of their quarterback. But basically, everybody besides Joe Burrow, who you would anoint as like a great quarterback, made the playoffs. Like at the very least, makes the playoffs. So if you want Drake May to be on that level, it is a good barometer. But I'm not going to say, you have to pull a Jaden Daniels and go from 4 wins to 10. I'm not saying that.
Playoffs year two ahead of schedule?
Yeah.
Playoffs year three, I think, would be on schedule. Yeah, that's a fair way to – I wouldn't call him a bust after next year. I mean, unless it's just a debacle.
Well, if he sucks or gets benched or something, that's a different story.
But if just purely missing the playoffs, I wouldn't even say that, even me. Text line 617-779-7937. If you go from distinguishedly terrible and upgrade to just a bad team, I suppose that's improvement.
Yeah, and what's the number for a bad team? Is it 5 wins, 6 wins? I think you need to be more than that. I don't want to be a bad team. I told you, the metric all along is get to December, and they put up the graphic on CBS, the playoff race, in the hunt. They need to be in the hunt.
Yeah, and I think that's fair.
2 games out, maybe with 2 to play or something
like that.
I think that's
fair, but it's possible they're much better and still not very good. Does that make sense? Like, it's possible
the 2021 Pats?
Yeah. Yeah, well, they're just a maybe in that realm. Maybe even like a 6-win team. Yeah. They made big improvements on the team, but they're still not good at the end of the day. There's also this text. The Patriots have improved. That doesn't mean the teams they're playing didn't. They're playing a last place schedule. So, you know, those teams in theory got better too. I'm not sure they improved as much as the Patriots this offseason.
But who's going to be the Browns starting quarterback when they play them?
Right. Good question. Shadur.
Yeah.
Dylan Gabriel.
I mean,
Kenny Pickett.
Could be Flacco if they get him early in the season.
If they get him early, it's Flacco. Yeah. That's a good point.
Don't sleep on Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, well, yeah, I would. 617-779-7937. That's your phone number. You can jump in on this. We also have another pair of tickets to give away for the Red Sox and the Rangers May 6th on a 2 for Tuesday. That comes your way at 1:30. But on the way next, it's a Tuesday, 12:45, which means it's time for the Madness, Kiefer Madness.
Now, back to the guys.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI. It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Keefe?
Where is he?
Where's Keefe?
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a douche.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
All right, here we go. Time for Kiefer Madness on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. And we go to Virginia for this story, Jones. There's a lot in there. And let's just quit messing around and get right to it.
Yeah.
To a story you will see only on 8, and you've likely never heard of a story like this before.
Okay, so it's an exclusive. Okay. Nobody has this, and you've never heard it before.
All right.
So maybe, yeah, not enough details to really guess yet, but all you know is this is the one place that has it.
Is it a 70-year-old man and dating a 24-year-old going on the news and embarrassing themselves?
73-year-old man. No, this is we're going to take a little bit of a break from Jordan.
Just a little bit, but okay, good.
We're still waiting to see what the full statement is later, which she promised.
Can't wait.
She had a teaser. She's like, oh, yeah? Here's an email that Bill, quote-unquote, Bill wrote. No, it's got nothing to do with that. Let's find out. This is a one of one.
A Richmond woman is recovering emotionally after a
snafu?
After a snafu, perhaps? Was it a snafu? So a Richmond woman is now recovering.
Yeah.
So what happened? Someone have to ask. And we're going to break it down for you. So you have any guess? A snafu? I did kind of stole.
I thought I heard
sandals.
That's why I went snafu. Yeah.
I didn't cut it off quick enough.
Okay.
Not snafu.
It's not snafu. Okay.
It's a creature.
Oh.
Yeah.
Snake.
Yeah, snake.
Sorry, I forgot it was a creature.
It's another freaking snake story. Sorry.
Is recovering emotionally after a snake fell on her head at a Mexican restaurant in Henrico.
Okay, now first of all, I don't know that all those details are necessary, but okay.
That's right. The old snake fell on her head in a Mexican restaurant. Okay.
Fell right out of the roof.
Another PSA, another concerning PSA for us that have a crippling fear of snakes.
Mm-hmm.
Here's minding your own business, having a chicken burrow, and the next thing you know, snake out of the sky.
Now, I don't want to sidetrack us, but you know Jared Wilson, the third round pick for the Patriots, loves snakes.
Had a ball python, wants
to get another ball python. So that's a sidetrack us, but he's a snake guy.
Yeah, didn't he say we had one, then he didn't? Like, he just, like, left?
No. He was going to move in with his grandfather. His grandfather's like, not in my house.
Smart man.
Yeah.
Smart man.
Yeah.
But then what happened? What'd they do with it?
Well, yeah, he just released it in the yard. I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know.
This is probably a madness that we did a couple years ago. That's what happened there. All right, but what's going on here? How did this happen?
You can see it right here.
Yep. There it is.
Yeah, that's in the margarita glass.
Mm-hmm. After it fell on her head.
There's video of it, which I had to look away from.
So this snake
fell from the ceiling onto her head into her margarita.
I was thirsty.
Well, I don't blame him.
I
love a margarita.
Buy a good deal on margaritas night.
I think Turp has it.
The snake said,
Twitch or YouTube.
It's just a teeny tiny little guy.
It's a snake. It's a snake, and I was in the margarita.
Yeah, but she said she's hurt. She's injured.
Well,
right?
More emotionally. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, emotionally.
Yeah, you got her pretty good.
Then it went into the margarita.
Yes. So 8 News anchor Autumn Childress spoke with this woman and the restaurant
she brings us the story.
All right, let's take a listen.
Yeah.
Well, it's certainly not something you'd ever expect to happen. A Richmond woman says she came to this Mexican restaurant for a margarita.
We've heard the story now three times.
They're really hammering that home. It's a margarita.
Spicy margarita,
this
maybe?
This Mexican restaurant.
Salt, no salt?
Yeah, good question.
How do you take your margarita?
Good question.
And instead, she left with a side of snake.
I think we've all been there.
Yeah, she did. Most of our tears today, I think, covered that.
Yeah. Last time I went to a Christmas party, I left with a side of steak.
And instead, she left with a side of snake. Okay. Tonight, she tells me she's certainly never returning to this restaurant, but still, she wants answers.
Sure.
Kept saying it's a snake in my drink. It fell and hit me from the head.
You could say Carletta Andrews is still rattled by what happened to her life.
Not bad.
What does she mean? Oh, rattled.
Still rattled.
I missed that.
Not bad.
But it's just, what does she mean she kept saying? How many times does she have to say this?
I kept saying it. Well, I think when you go into shock, sometimes that happens to you where you can't even control it anymore. There's a snake in my drink. There's a snake in my drink. I'd probably be the same way.
You'd be out of there.
No, I'd probably pass out, like hit my head on the bar table. I'd be
through the roof.
Right. Cold.
Yeah, no, your emotional damage would be actual physical damage.
I'm going to need at least six more margaritas.
Outside, perfectly fine. Inside, just torn apart.
Just a wreck. An absolute wreck on the inside.
You could say Carletta Andrews is still rattled by what happened to her last Wednesday at the Patron Mexican restaurant and cantina in Sandston.
This
Jones is an inside job.
Yeah,
they're holding this place like no one.
Maybe.
Good point. Probably the first commercial after they went to
good
break.
Point.
They're trying to tear this thing down. Right?
Jordan Hudson is advising their PR.
They're like, here's what happens. Drop a snake out. It'll be all over
the news. Love this.
People will love it.
They love it.
People will start coming in droves.
This lady's like, I'm never going back there again.
I was shocked.
She says she ran out of the restaurant hysterical after this snake made a post-dinner appearance.
Hysterical.
I get it.
Oh, no,
I get it.
What did you like better? The rattle? The rattle was pretty good. Hysterical might have been.
Hysterical.
A little too much.
Too much or not enough?
I leaned in to take a sip, and I noticed that something hit me on the forehead, and I looked at my husband like, what was that?
Not now. At least my husband.
I need at least one more margarita before that.
Wait till we get home. We're at the margarita,
Patron.
The Patron in Richmond.
Yeah, please. This is public. Get me another drink.
I looked at my husband. Not tonight.
Hit me on the forehead, and I looked at my husband like, "What was that?" And when I turned around, I saw the snake in my margarita, and I just jumped away from the bar at that point. It was moving. It started wrapping around my straw.
Oh, disgusting. That's what they do. They're trying to suck the life out of you.
Even that little fella was doing that.
Yeah. Wow. It's innate in them.
Yeah.
Andrew says the rest is a blur.
They grabbed a stick trying to get it, and I was just like, please don't let it go in my purse.
Did a stick by the bar? They're like trying to hit it with a stick?
Yeah,
who brought a stick?
If it's in a purse, at least it's contained.
That's also a good point. You can burn the purse.
I don't know. Good thing they had the stick. I don't know why they had it, but good thing they had
it. Well, no, a stick doesn't help. You'll find out. The stick did nothing. Probably just pissed it off.
Another man that was having dinner on the other side of the bar came, and he grabbed it and took it out.
So another customer was apparently like a snake wrangler and came over and like, I got it.
Well, just not terrified of God and snakes.
Yeah, just like one of those. Yeah.
I would run out of there. Yeah.
One of those snake freaks. Like
this guy's like,
Jared Wilson.
Finally.
Yeah.
I've been waiting all my life
for this. He sends one of his daughters over.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. CeCe would just be picking up and taking outside. She's like, okay, Dad, let's just finish our meal.
Let's go.
She says the restaurant offered to move her to a booth, but she said she just wanted out.
I left shaking like I was traumatized.
I love how they're like, oh, we know a snake fell from the sky, hit you in the head, and went into your margarita. Do you want to move over there to the booth? Yeah, I feel much safer by the booth.
Right this way, ma'am. It's our finest booth.
Is it snake-free?
Yeah.
Is it a snake-free booth? I'll take that.
No snaking.
No.
Now, a week after the situation, she says the shock is still rolling in.
This is after it falls in my drink. As you can see, it's starting to wrap itself around my straw.
Andrews posted the picture on Facebook, and the comments, well, they capture how we all feel. Mm-hmm. One commenter saying, quote, the way my soul would have left my body. Another writing, girl, they would have been taking me to the king.
That was Keith. That's Keith on Facebook.
That's me.
Girl,
taking me to the king. I'm always on Facebook. I'm on Facebook all the time just looking for stories like this.
Girl, they would have been taking me to the king.
A lot of people are surprised I handled it as good as I did because, you know, it could have went left.
So I called the restaurant to ask questions.
Good.
Hey, Jimmy, I'll help you.
Hi, can I speak to a manager, please?
Yeah, we got the tape.
Yeah.
We got the tape.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am, it's me. I can help.
Okay.
The owner eventually got back to me, saying the snake likely got into the restaurant through the air conditioning unit.
Oh, okay. That should be fine, then.
I asked if the restaurant is doing anything to prevent this from happening again. The owner said no.
You have to respect that.
No. No, we're not doing
that. You guys got to fix that?
Snake we got are through
not.
The AC. No, we're not
we
doing
We are
that.
Not. Yeah. We offered her a booth.
He did share that the Andrews' meal was free, and he hopes the situation won't impact business.
If that was the baby, I fear is the mom near.
Mean.
Well, we don't need to get into these wild what-ifs.
Yeah,
we,
she's you know.
Taking another step.
I'm all for
free
her.
Free food, though.
I'm all for her getting a free bill there and wanting yeah. out and not being real thrilled with the service. She's really piling on at this point.
I'm torn here because I am so cheap that I would love a free meal. However, not worth
That's
it.
Not
I
can't, how you want to
no,
get
I can't take a snake.
Time, this Richmond woman says, precautions or not, she's not returning. Now, hoping others won't leave scarred.
It definitely, yeah, somebody needs to come look at this place.
That was Autumn Childress reporting. We have since heard back from the health department and found the restaurant was cited for several violations during a routine inspection last December,
including missing ceiling tiles, mold, and broken equipment as well. However, records show the issues were fixed during the follow-up inspection 6 days later.
How about that?
That was too late for this incident, obviously.
Yeah, wait. Well, they weren't checking for snakes then, but...
Music, get me out of here.
So there you go. There's another scary, scary story.
Wow.
She came to this Mexican restaurant for a margarita, and instead she left with a side of snake.
It was her anniversary.
After a snake fell on her head.
One commenter saying, quote, the way my soul would have left my body.
No, give me the other one.
Girl, they would have been taking me to the king.
All right, that's the madness. Yep. Every Tuesday, 12:45, here on Jones and Keefe. We'll get back into the Patriots draft. More strong details on Bill and Jordan. We'll do that as well coming up next.